local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, we start hour number three on a Wednesday, December 27th, 2023, counting down the days to the new year. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. Good to be back after an extended Christmas vacation. I had a lot of fun with my family, as I hope all of you did as well. Austin, of course, good to see you today.
Right back at
back
you.
Back in the saddle. Lovely to see you, your smiling face in a New Orleans Saints jersey today.
Yeah.
Apparently ditching the Steelers.
No. My family is, they're Saints fans, and this is a former Wake Forest wide receiver, A.T.
All
Perry.
Right.
Yeah, so, but, I mean, it's cool. It's a cool jersey. I like it. One of my Christmas gifts.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yes. All right. We'll have a lot to get to here over the next 47 minutes, starting with our top three stories today. We begin in Israel, where NBC News' Josh Lederman is there reporting as Israel is expanding its ground invasion into refugee camps in the central part of the Gaza Strip, and Lederman says Israeli forces are calling the region a new battle zone.
Israel is grinding ahead with a war it says will last many more months. Inside the Gaza Strip, the heavy fighting continued overnight. Israel saying it hit more than 100 sites on Tuesday.
A communications blackout has impacted most of the Gaza Strip as well, causing issues when trying to help Palestinians injured in the fighting. A migrant caravan heading to the U.S. is now in southern Mexico. Their reports are that there are thousands of migrants from Central and South America entering the Mexican state of Chiapas today, and some carrying a large banner reading Exodus from Poverty. Both Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico today meeting with the Mexican President López Obrador. House Republicans in Washington are investigating whether President Biden encouraged his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are demanding documents from the White House that could shed light on whether the president called on Hunter to defy the congressional subpoena to testify behind closed doors earlier this month. Let's look at our top three stories today. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Discover. Discover wants everyone to feel special with live 24/7 customer service. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, hasn't been much to report on, and that appears to still be the case. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, we had some congestion in that area, but that is seemingly dying down. And other than that, it's pretty much smooth sailing, so if you're dealing with some issues, they hopefully shouldn't be doing so for too long.
All right. Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather ahead.
Tonight, the weather will end up being partly cloudy with overnight lows mainly between 40 and 45. Some inland areas might drop down into the 30s. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. It's going to continue to be sunny and generally cool right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 44 is going to be the low tonight. We're down to around 54 right now. Sunshine for the rest of the week and the weekend as well. Cooler temperatures, though. I'm okay with that. 56 mm-hmm. the high tomorrow, 52 Friday, 54 Saturday, and 60 on Sunday. Overnight lows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night's going to be right around 35, 36 degrees, give or take. So that's a look at what's coming up in the days ahead. All right, so getting a look at some of our local headlines here. A local mother and father living their worst nightmare as their 24-year-old daughter has gone missing from a local addiction treatment center near downtown.
She has mental health issues. She doesn't have any identification. She has nothing with her, no phone, nothing.
That's Anna Lawson telling Channel 3 that Isabel Lawson walked away from the facility yesterday. She was last seen at the Circle K on Cervantes and North Davis Highway, where she was reportedly asking people for rides. We've posted pictures of her to our News Radio Facebook page. If you have information on her whereabouts, you're encouraged to contact Pensacola Police. A Pensacola man sentenced to 23 years in prison for repeated abuse of five children. State Attorney's Office says Eric Suggs was found guilty of one count of aggravated child abuse and four counts of child abuse. Back in November of last year, Pensacola police responded to a call of suspected abuse of children ranging from 13 months to 11 years old. Investigators say all children had injuries from being beaten with belts and charging cords, with the 13-month-old's injuries being the most severe. A local company expanding operations in Santa Rosa County, that's Gulf Cable. They're buying 30 acres in the Santa Rosa Industrial Park with plans to eventually build out to a 1.2 million square foot facility.
Over the years, they have grown from initially a 20,000 square foot facility in Pensacola to a 70,000 square foot hill here in Santa Rosa County. And now a little over 600,000 square feet, with the hopes and dreams of going to, I think, 1.2 million in the next few years.
That is Shannon Ogletree, Santa Rosa County's Economic Development Director, telling Channel 3 the company currently has 400 employees and envisions adding between 200 and 400 more over the next 3 years. And Mayor D.C. Reeves says he'll go back to the Pensacola City Council next month for direction on how to proceed with the Malcolm Young Gym. For months, it appeared to be a foregone conclusion the gym would be demolished. However, was met with resistance by a local nonprofit encouraging the city to try to save it. Council members meeting as the CRA earlier this month decided to delay the demolition.
You know, we have a pretty good sense of the state of the building, and you know, I think it's a pretty good indicator if you have to spend $100,000 to allow a human being to enter that we're probably not in a very cost-efficient way of saving this thing.
Now, Reeve says a full structural assessment would cost around $200,000, with $100,000 needed just to get the building in a condition where somebody could go inside safely. The cost to demolish the building is estimated at $49,000. Just shy of 6:20, we will take our first break this hour. Back with state and national headlines on a Wednesday. Pensacola right now.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Not much to report on the roads today, similarly to yesterday. If you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane, expect some issues there if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway in particular. Other than that, unless there's some minor spurts of congestion downtown that you're dealing with or at a busy intersection, you hopefully shouldn't be held up too long.
All right, and looking at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are at 56 degrees right now with a low of 44 tonight. Sunshine 56 tomorrow, 52 on Friday, 54 on Saturday. Overnight lows each day will be in the mid-30s. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A 23-year-old woman died and her two teenage brothers are accused in a gunfight that began as an argument over presents on Christmas Eve. Authorities in Pinellas County say Bree Baldwin told her brothers to stop fighting over which of them should get more gifts. Her 14-year-old brother allegedly then shot and killed her with a .40-caliber handgun, and then he was wounded by his 15-year-old brother, who allegedly shot him. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, what a disaster. And there's a new chapter in the legal battle between Disney and the governor. Disney last week sued the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. That's the board that Governor Ron DeSantis and state lawmakers set up this year to replace the Reedy Creek Improvement District. Disney accuses the district of breaking state law by withholding documents that the company had been asking for since May. Disney wants to see communication records between board members. No hearing date has been announced.
Also in Hollywood, police officers nabbed two armed carjacking suspects using a new crime-fighting weapon called a grappler.
The suspects took off in the carjacking victim's yellow Chevy Camaro, closely followed by HPD. When cops got close enough, they deployed one of the newly received six grappler devices. The grappler net wrapped around the rear tires of the fleeing vehicle, bringing it to a controlled stop. Hollywood police say both suspects were arrested and a firearm thrown from the stolen vehicle was also located. Karen Curtis, Miami.
All right, thank you very much, Karen. Also, a new report is showing an increase in hate crimes across Florida. Attorney General Ashley Moody released the latest stats collected by FDLE during the 2022 calendar year. It states that there was a more than 100% uptick in anti-Jewish incidents between 2021 and last year. If I was a betting man, Austin, I would say that a year from now, if we're both still employed and haven't done anything to screw anything up, we're probably saying that there was an uptick from 2023 to 2022, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's very much likely with what's going on here. And a year-long toll relief program for Florida drivers is coming to an end this weekend. It's provided a 50% credit reimbursement to SunPass users who take at least 35 toll road trips a month. Some state leaders worry that if the program is expanded, it would dramatically drop toll revenue for transportation projects. Governor DeSantis has already hinted that it would be expanded during the 2024 legislative session.
All right, and taking a look at what's happening around the nation today, the Michigan Supreme Court is ruling former President Trump can remain on the state's 2024 ballot. They rejected an appeal to kick Trump off the ballot using the insurrection clause. One of the four Democrat-nominated justices acknowledged the Colorado decision, but says the two states' election laws are different.
And as we touched on last week, Denver police, earlier this week, Denver police are increasing security for members of the Colorado Supreme Court following last week's ruling to disqualify Trump for the state's 2024 primary ballot. The Denver Police Department said it's investigating threats against the justices and is providing extra patrols around their homes. And the FBI is also investigating. Joe, obviously the threats, that's not far-fetched. Like, obviously people are going to do stuff like that, unfortunately. But I mentioned this earlier. I'm surprised that this situation has been as opposed as it has been as far as Democratic lawmakers and politicians saying, hold on, this ain't right, you know. We shouldn't remove him from the ballot, because Gavin Newsom also said we shouldn't be doing this.
So what are you surprised by exactly?
I'm surprised that in this spiteful political era that we're currently in, that we are not seeing more like Democrats and stuff support what Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, there's been three states. There's Georgia and Michigan. And I thought there was one other one. Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. I mean, you may think that all of the Democrat states that are traditionally blue may be trying this. I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. Also, talking about Trump and his legal issues, special counsel Jack Smith is filing a motion to stop Trump from making political attacks during the trial. Smith says Trump is trying to inject partisan political attacks and irrelevant and prejudicial issues into the case. Trump, of course, accused of conspiring to overturn the 2020 election. I'll tell you what I'm struggling with. We hear updates and we do stories about updates on, you know, special counsel Smith or Trump's legal battles. Well, it's like, yep. Which legal battle am I talking about? Because there's a lot of them that Smith is involved in. And there's just, yeah, I was just like, gotta keep them all straight. 6:30 right now, sports headlines coming up after the Fox News update.
Fox News, I'm Kathleen Maloney. The Michigan Supreme Court rejects an effort to remove Donald Trump from the presidential primary ballot.
The decision is a sharp contrast to Colorado's highest court, which ruled in favor of removing the former president, citing the 14th Amendment's clause regarding insurrectionists seeking office.
Fox's Evan Brown. The mayors of several major cities are asking for financial help and other help from the federal government to help with the surge of migrants.
Work authorization for those that are here that need to work, federal resources to support their success, and a coordinated plan of entry so that no one city bears a disproportionate amount of burden.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says his city has received more than 35,000 migrants over this past year. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A new study finds that social media companies collectively made more than $11 billion in U.S. advertising revenue from minors in 2022. That study from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and published today concludes there is a need for government regulation of social media since the companies that stand to make money from children who use their platforms have failed to meaningfully self-regulate. These days, Steve Ballmer is the owner of the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers, but he's also a former longtime CEO of Microsoft and, still today, the software giant's largest shareholder. And according to CNN, with Microsoft in September having raised its quarterly dividend payout to 75 cents a share, it means Ballmer will receive just shy of $1 billion in passive income for fiscal 2024, regardless of how the stock performs. A fairly quiet trading session, but with a gain of 111 points, the Dow Industrials today earned a fresh closing high above 37,600. The S&P 500 rose just 6 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Kevin Stefanski entered the season on the hot seat, and he's been coaching without Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb, several pieces on his offensive line, and more. Stefanski still has the Browns rolling, though, at 10-5. And regardless how this season plays out, it's clear Cleveland has the right coach. Stefanski proved his worth. Now next season, Deshaun Watson needs to hold up his end of the bargain. I'm Zach Gelb.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey?
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and on the Pensacola Morning News right now, well, guess what? I'm on vacation, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll be back shortly. But in the meantime, I've got some really good, high-quality friends who are filling in for me. Anna Higgins, a great lawyer, works on life issues and lobbying, and Craig Heinzman, of course, with Marcus Baptist Church, a community outreach pastor, and also John Hutchinson, of course, formerly with Gulf Power and many other things since then. Their segments and also all of our prior stuff is available on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been much to report on so far tonight. That appears to still be the case. Maybe some slight issues at the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North 9th Avenue. And also, we did have an accident report at the intersection of East Garden Street and Tarragona Street. But that does not appear to be causing congestion that is too severe at the moment, but we will keep an eye on it. Other than that, not much to report on. So if you are experiencing issues anywhere else beyond downtown, you hopefully should not be held up too long.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We're at 54 degrees right now, 44 for the overnight low. Sunshine Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs are going to be in the mid-50s, a bit cooler on Friday, 52. Overnight lows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are going to be in the mid-30s each day. All right, Austin, a busy bowl day today. We've got four bowl games, the second of which involving West Virginia and North Carolina. Mm-hmm. 17-10 right now, good game in the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Yes, that is, as you said, 17-10 right now, early in the early half of the third quarter there. And North Carolina has the ball, so hopefully they will look to tie the game there. I say hopefully from an objective perspective. I don't like UNC. But we do have a game that did already conclude, the Military Bowl between Virginia Tech and Tulane, 41-20 Va Tech. They took a pretty big lead there. So Va Tech won that on ESPN. UNC West Virginia is currently on ESPN. And after that, to conclude the triple header there, Texas A&M and Oklahoma State face off in the Texas Bowl at 8. Beyond that, in a little over 20 minutes, we've got Louisville and USC getting started on Fox in the Holiday Bowl. Yes. And, what did the winners get, or the winning coaches, Joe?
So the Duke Mayo Bowl, we're going to have the winning coach get doused with mayonnaise. Now, I think they've been doing that for a couple of years now. I believe Shane Beamer at South Carolina was the first to get that.
Yeah, I think he may have been. Because I remember Wake lost the Mayo Bowl a few years ago, and that was not a thing. Okay. I think it was in 2021 that it happened with Shane. We lost in 2020.
Yeah. So, and then also in the Holiday Bowl, a holiday favorite drink is eggnog. Mm-hmm. So the winning coach, Louisville's Brian Brohm or USC's Lincoln Riley, will be getting doused with eggnog. Got us thinking here, what other bowls should, you know, kind of lean into that a little bit? I mean, the best one we came up with was the Fiesta Bowl, thanks to a listener texting that in. Coach being doused with Tostitos salsa.
That's cheese.
I mean, that would be a great one there. Of course, you've got, you know, the Orange Bowl, the Citrus Bowl. You could have, like, Florida orange juice would be a good there. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I guess you could have the potato bowl where you get like maybe doused with potato chips.
Oh,
or
isn't
something
that,
like that.
Isn't that already a thing?
I don't know. Is it?
I think it may be because I know that the Cheez-It Bowl did the Cheez-Its. I think that what you just said might already be a thing. So that, if so, that's good.
And I know that the there's also the new Pop-Tart Bowl, which I think is coming out here. Is it tomorrow, maybe?
It's coming out soon. It's K-State and NC State, so it should be a good game.
Have you seen the trophy for it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the football is like a toaster. I mean, not like a real toaster, but it's got the slots like you would see in a toaster.
Yeah, coming out of a football.
In the trophy, the football are going to be two Pop-Tarts on either side. So well done by the bowl on that one.
Okay, it's I looked it up, Famous Potato Bowl Celebration, and a YouTube video comes up. It shows a coach being doused with French fries. That's what
okay.
it is.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know if they still do that, but clearly there was a time where they did.
All right. And speaking of the Orange Bowl, Florida State. I mean, if you're a Florida State fan, how little do you care about this game?
My dad is a Florida State fan, so I can tell you what he said. He said he's not going to watch it unless Florida State is just tearing Georgia a new one. He said, "I do not care. I do not care." Mm-hmm. Because he knows that they're not favored anyway, but with all these guys leaving...
There's 20 of them that are not playing anymore.
Yeah, Georgia was favored by a couple touchdowns. Now they're favored by like 17.5 the more the players drop out. So Florida State, I mean, they don't care.
Yeah, so you have Keon Coleman, the wide receiver who transferred in from Michigan State, announcing that he is declaring for the draft. I think he's 12th on Mel Kiper's big board, so mid-first round looking like there. But yeah, almost 20 players... unavailable either due to opts out or in the transfer portal. So that's the story there, the Orange Bowl there. 642 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's going on in health, business, and science news today. A ban on sales of some Apple smartwatches has been put on hold. A federal appeals court blocked enforcement of the International Trade Commission order banning Apple from selling the Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. We talked about this last week. The ITC found the blood oxygen sensor in the devices infringed on intellectual property from a tech company called Masimo. Mm-hmm. So, but the ban on the sales has been lifted. So, all Apple's right. still in business, I guess.
they were really in some danger there. Microsoft and OpenAI are being sued by the New York Times for copyright infringement. The lawsuit argues that the companies illegally used articles from the Times to help train the artificial intelligence technology known as ChatGPT. The Times is the first major news publication to go after Microsoft and OpenAI. The newspaper claims Microsoft and OpenAI are both responsible for, quote, billions of dollars in statutory and actual damages. I don't know.
Yeah. A Tesla software engineer was injured after a robot attacked him on the floor of their factory. It happened back in 2021, but this reporting has just come out via The Information. Witnesses say that the robot malfunctioned and pinned the engineer and then pierced its metal claws into its back and arm, drawing blood. He was programming software that controls the robots that move aluminum car parts during the attack in 2021.
Yeah, pinned. That's a scary word there, especially when you have a lot of people
it's
saying,
not a
you know,
malfunctioning arm that's just kind of swinging around aimlessly.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing if it just like kind of fell and like pinned him up against something, but if it actually looks like it may have tried to consciously pin him down, I mean, that's disturbing. And scientists definitely need to look out for that. But another thing scientists are looking out for is they're sounding the alarm after cases of an infection known as zombie deer disease. It has spread to 32 states. This may be something you've seen on YouTube if you're anything like me. The deadly brain parasite, which is formerly named chronic wasting disease, causes symptoms including loss of coordination, weight loss, lethargy, and uncontrolled drooling. The disease mainly infects deer, elk, and moose, but there is concern that the parasite could eventually mutate and spread to humans who eat infected meat. I mean, I think that could be a scare. You know, you hear about bacteria and stuff and infections mutating and adapting, so that's very unsettling to think about, especially with all the people who go out just hunting and cooking and eating. You know, I mean, they just don't really give it much thought.
There is a scandal involving a company that Toyota owns. Toyota says it's, quote, shaken the very foundations of the company. It's a Japanese automaker called Daihatsu. So they... now, let me preface. I don't think this involves any sort of cars in America.
Yeah.
This is a domestic company that makes cars, smaller passenger cars, that they are now halting production domestically after the company admitted that it faked results of safety tests for more than 30 years.
What in
that
the world?
Is,
sheesh. That's foul.
Yeah. Well, I mean, every person who has ever driven this brand of car that was ever involved in a fender bender is going to say, you guys were at fault for this. I want my billions and billions of dollars.
Yep.
So that's how that's going to go down. They've stopped production at all four of its Japanese factories. It will last through at least January. About 9,000 employees will be affected. So that's pretty interesting there. 6:45, we'll get a check of the roads and roads and weather right now. Pretty quiet out there. Nothing going on. Do we have a sponsor?
No. We're good right now.
So we're good. All right, very good.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. We are at 54 degrees, getting down to 44 overnight tonight. Sunshine tomorrow. And a high of around 56 degrees. Taking a look at what's happening around pop culture notes today. That is Tommy Smothers of the legendary Smothers Brothers. Comedy and music duo died at the age of 86 following a battle with cancer. Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour was famously canceled by CBS in 1969 over the duo's tendency to make fun of those in power.
And the Powerball jackpot is now up to $685 million ahead of tonight's big drawing. The top payout grew again after there were no grand prize winners in the drawing on Christmas night. The cash option on the jackpot sits at just under $345
million. Ariana Grande is giving fans something to look forward to as she took to Instagram sharing a series of photos and videos teasing the release of her long-awaited seventh studio album. It's been dubbed AG7 by fans on social media. So if you like Ariana Grande, there you go.
Yeah. And The Color Purple is hitting the $25 million mark at the box office after just 2 days in theaters. The film opened on Christmas Day and notched the second biggest opening on the holiday ever. Elsewhere, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom continues to struggle as it's made only $46 million in its first 5 days since release.
Yeah, not surprised. South Korean officials confirming the actor Lee Sun-kyun of the film Parasite found dead at the age of 48 due to suicide. The 48-year-old had dozens of film credits in South Korea before starring in Parasite, which won the Oscar for Best Picture in 2020. Again, he was found today inside a car in a park in Seoul, South Korea, due to apparent suicide there. 6:49, final break here on a Wednesday. Back with some wacky stories and good news to wrap up Pensacola right now.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him tomorrow morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference.
If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Steve Taylor in the newsroom and making my New Year's resolution, which I keep every year. What's my New Year's resolution? To never make New Year's resolutions. Happy New Year!
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:55 here. We will get one final check of the roads and weather for this evening. Hasn't been much to report on so far tonight. We did have an accident report downtown near the intersection of East Garden Street and Tarragona Street, but that does not appear to be causing much issues. So if you're dealing with some congestion downtown, it should just be some rather run-of-the-mill stuff. As for everywhere else in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, not much to report on. If you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards Olive Road, it appears that there may be a little bit there, but nothing too crazy.
Overnight low temperatures dropping down to mainly between 40 and 45 degrees. Some inland areas might fall down into the 30s. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight. It will be sunny, though, on Thursday with highs in the upper 50s. We'll continue with generally clear and cool weather right on into the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yep, sounds good to me. 44 degrees, that's our overnight low tonight. We're right around 54 degrees right now. Quick recap here, top three stories if you missed it at any point in the show here. Israel is expanding its ground invasion into refugee camps in the central part of the Gaza Strip, saying that they're calling the region a new battle zone, and this comes as a communications blackout has impacted most of the Gaza Strip as well. There's a migrant caravan heading to the U.S., and it's now in southern Mexico. Thousands of migrants from Central and South America are making the trek northward. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas are in Mexico today, meeting with the country's president. And House Republicans, namely James Comer and Jim Jordan, are investigating whether President Biden encouraged his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry. They are demanding documents from the White House that could shed light on whether President Biden called on Hunter to defy the congressional subpoena to testify behind closed doors earlier this month. Of course, he had that news conference outside the Capitol or Senate or wherever he was, saying that, hey, I said that I would testify publicly. They said, nope, it's got to be private behind closed doors, so I'm not going to do it. 6:56 now at News Radio 92.3. Those are our top three stories throughout the day today. Taking a look at some wacky stories. Austin, for better or for worse, a wave of couples saying, I do, in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve could set a record for the city's busiest wedding day ever.
Really?
Yes, it's because 12/31/23 is known as a specialty date because you've got the repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3. So, people like those cutesy dates, and, you had like, you couldn't really have 20-something because there's not 20 months, but you have 11-11-11, 12-12-12, all those sort of things. So, you know, you got the cutesy pattern there. And, of course, New Year's Eve in its own right is a very popular day for couples to say I do in Vegas anyway, so... A little double whammy there, which you're not a fan of. You want just the random day in the middle of the summer, definitely not in fall football season, so I appreciate that. Not that I'm going to be invited anyway, but... Yeah.
I want my wedding day to be known as my wedding day. I'm not going to pick any other significant date. I'm not going to pick February 14th. I'm not going to pick December 25th. I'm not going to pick September 11th. I'm not going to pick any noteworthy date, you know, because I want that day to be known for with me and my loved ones as
Austin's
my
wedding
day. Not some, you know, momentous holiday or some catastrophe, Austin's wedding day. I don't want it to be that way.
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's my way of thinking. And police in London say that they've arrested two suspects who stole a stop sign that had been graffitied by the famous artist Banksy. On Friday, Banksy took to Instagram and posted a photo of the stop sign adorned with three military drones. Within an hour, people who were gathered at the street corner were shocked when a man with bolt cutters removed a sign as another man held the bike that he was standing on. Banksy's art is often political and satirical, and originals go for millions of dollars, hence the gentleman trying to take it.
That's right. Good news today. A family of nine in San Diego is thanking their community for coming together after their home was destroyed in a fire on Christmas Eve. Mike Mayer and his wife have seven kids between a month old and 12 years old.
Such a negative thing happened, but such a positive outcome, you know, and we just want to say thank you to everyone that's been helping us along this journey.
Yeah, they were out of town when the fire broke out, and it was due to a space heater. The family received hundreds of donations in a quick period of time. Mike says it looked like the North Pole. So, very cool story there.
Absolutely. And two fishermen say it's a miracle that they found a man who had been trapped for days in a pickup truck that crashed under a bridge in northwest Indiana. The driver told them he had crashed there last Wednesday and was pinned to the seat. Police say the driver had suffered life-threatening injuries and that his will to survive this crash was nothing short of extraordinary.
Yeah, very cool there. 6:59, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4-7. We'll talk to you then. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.